outside here on the practice fields at Dove Valley, joined by NFL Network's Steve Seifers. And, of course, the first round of the draft is tonight. A lot of mock drafts have the Broncos taking a bunch of different players. How do you see things playing out tonight?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, it's the 28th pick. And I think you know that in the first 10, you get past three picks, I think it's hard to make a call. But on the many mock drafts that people have made, I've seen the name T.J. Clemmings, the tackle from Pittsburgh. I talked to him for, I bet, 40 minutes yesterday morning. Good kid. I hope good things break for him. But I think he'd be a good acquisition for the Broncos. Then again, so would about 60 other players out there.
We know that John Elway has mentioned that offensive tackle has been a position of need, possibly. Do you see maybe some deeper guys kind of making it to 28 other than T.J. Clemmings?
Well, yeah, it looks like it. I mean, there's other guys out there, but you mentioned Elway, and Elway the last 4 years has taken a defensive player in the first round. So, as I said on our television network earlier, you know, that suggests that they're going to take the best player available, not necessarily a need pick.
One of the other positions that we've seen maybe in some of the mock drafts is at linebacker. As we know, maybe there's some injury concerns there for the Broncos right now.
Yeah, and I guess which leads you to the Shane Ray question of the day, and that's the impossible one to answer because you have 27 teams in front of the Broncos that will have a choice to make as well. Maybe not the first three regarding Ray, but those other teams in between. So that's a call I wouldn't make right now.
I know that a lot of teams like to do their homework on these guys, and there's some guys
who are supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to do their homework.
And guys like Randy Gregory who have had problems. Yeah. Now we're hearing stories about Leo Collins. And, of course, you mentioned Shane Ray. Would you take a guy like that? Or
with the information I have right now, I would say I need to get more information. I don't know. These guys know far more than you or I know. So whatever they do, you have to trust them. As a fan, if your team has taken somebody, you have to trust them until you're proven wrong. Then I have a few players I can mention that they might have made a mistake.
Even John Elway has said it's not an exact science. So we'll have to see how things play out tonight. We're going to say thanks to Steve Seifers.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.